On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom, the host of Catfish and runner-up on Dancing with the Stars, Neve Shulman. Welcome back, man.
Hey, what's up, man? Good to be back.
So what were you thinking in that moment before they announced the winner?
You know, it's weird. My partner, Jen, her husband, Val, is also a dancer on the show. And he had said to us going into the finale, he said, there's going to be a moment that night where you're going to feel something. And you're going to know. You're just going to feel it. And I was standing there with Jen. We, you know, my eyes were closed and I was waiting and waiting. And I think in that moment, I just sort of knew Caitlin was going to win. And I was at peace with it in that moment because I felt like it wasn't about the trophy for me. I gotten everything out of it that I needed to. And I just sort of had this moment of zen.
Nice.
Yeah, but how pissed were you?
Well, you know, look, I mean, similar to Hillary Clinton in, you know, 2000 and what was that, 16? Like, we know who won the popular vote, and then we know who won the Electoral College. And that's just how it goes.
Do you have a favorite moment of the season?
Wow. I mean, I'm tempted to say the night that I got to do Jack Sparrow. That whole experience for me was awesome because I've always loved costumes and dress up and like theme events. And so to get to have like a professional hair and makeup and wardrobe team to really do an outfit like that was super special.
Fun, man. Fun. Well, yeah. Congratulations again on a hell of a run. And let's talk a little Catfish. New episodes now on MTV. The show's all virtual. Are you finding that catfishing is up or down during the pandemic?
I think it's up. In fact, I'm pretty sure that it is because
I would imagine
more and more. Right. Everyone's home.
Right.
Obviously, all of the social interactions that we're used to having, places that we could go, things we could do, we're not doing. So more and more people are looking for that human interaction and connection.
And I got to imagine
finding it online.
Yeah. And I got to imagine it makes people more likely to fall for a catfish, right? Because you're not out there. You're more vulnerable.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, a lot of people who were not inclined to use sort of dating apps or websites are now finding themselves on there, and they're rookies. And so they're not really adept at deciphering the signals and signs of someone who might not be either serious or who might not even be real.
It's been 10 years since the original Catfish documentary.
Yeah.
If you can believe it. Have people gotten more savvy, the internet users, or the catfishers just gotten more complex and intelligent?
You know, it's weird. I think obviously it's gone both ways, right? So we have more technology that makes it easier for us to connect and communicate. But at the same time, we've all begun living our lives now so much more publicly. But I think, you know, all of us, but especially younger people, are desperate to have little pockets of privacy in their lives. And they're willing to put themselves in these relationships because it's something that's just for them. It's quiet. It's just their own little thing. And there's mystery around it because there's very little mystery left in the world. Right. So these sort of vague internet relationships kind of, I think, give people that curiosity again that we've somewhat lost.
Yeah. It's kind of fun flirting, you know, it gets sexy.
Well, yeah. And look, yeah.
You know, right. I mean, there's something about it.
No, and not just that, but like nothing makes you more interested and attracted to someone than when you get less from them. Right. So like, it leaves you wanting more, which is something that we don't have a lot of these days with, you know, everything being instantly bought and delivered to your house. And, you know, you don't have to wait for anything. And this, the idea that you have to wait and you can't get everything that you want, I think people really like.
Yeah, absolutely. You started this Catfish podcast. How will it compare to the MTV show?
It's really fun. It's basically, we're taking the best episodes from the last 8 years of the show. We're cutting them down a little bit, obviously using the audio from the show. I'm offering a little bit of commentary kind of throughout at the beginning. And it's just a fun way to relive the stories or perhaps encounter them for the first time. It's fun though.
Yeah. Good for you. And tell me about this musical, Catfish musical. What's that story going to be about? I like hitting it all levels, man.
I have always loved musical theater and the performing arts. And one of the things that's been kind of percolating in my head for 5 years now is, could we make a Catfish musical about the phenomenon of dating in the digital world and online love and deception and romance? It just feels like it really lends itself to the stage. So I think, you know, with the momentum coming off of Dancing with the Stars and the sort of window of time right now that we could develop something to potentially have it ready and maybe do it sort of sometime in 2022. Who knows? It just feels like finally the right time.
Good for you, man. Well, good
luck. This photo is not you.
Yeah, exactly. What do you mean? what about plans for the holidays? Are you sticking around? Are you traveling anywhere?
Sticking around pretty much. We rented a little Airbnb up by Boston. We have some friends and family up there. So just have a place to hang out with the kids. It's not our little apartment, and see some friends. And
there you go.
Keep it super low key. Yeah.
Good for you. You deserve a little break. Well, congratulations on everything and good luck.
By the way, Mario, I know you were in season 2 of Dancing with the Stars, right?
Three, actually. Yes.
Or season 3. And you kind of got robbed, didn't you? Didn't you get like notoriously?
Totally got robbed.
Thank you. Thank you. That's what they say.
So you know how it feels, right?
Yeah. So I was first every week except that week.
Right, exactly. Yeah, we should do a season of second placers who got robbed.
There you go. There you go. You and I both won the popular vote.
Would you be willing to go back on there?
Oh, I'm always willing to bust a move.
And also, Neve, what would happen when you come in second place to Mario in the second place season?
No, that would be more of a recital as opposed to a competition.
All right. Well, I'll see you on the dance floor.
Yeah. All right, my man. Well, watch Catfish Tuesdays on MTV. Thanks for checking in, Neve.
Thanks, Mario.
You got it.
On with Mario Lopez.